At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. How's everybody doing? Happy Friday. Welcome to another edition of the podcast. We're going to wrap up our week, hopefully in style today, guys. Got a lot to get to. Today we have a packed schedule here. We're going to run through all the sharpest games for this upcoming big weekend. So we'll talk about biggest smart money plays for college football Saturday, as well as NFL Sunday. We'll also hit on Major League Baseball. We have the opening round of the next series here, the National League Championship Series, where we're looking at a big spot between the Nats and the Cardinals. Also have a bonus NHL play that we'll talk about. I'm getting deeper and deeper into NHL. I'm loving it. But first thing I want to mention real quick, we have a big announcement to make. Drum roll, please. The VSiN Market Insights podcast is now on iTunes. Just incredible, guys. We got the podcast here up and running pretty quickly on Spotify. We also have it on Google Podcasts. But starting today, it is now available on iTunes. So thank you to Steve Jobs, my guy, RIP, absolute legend. But we were able to go through the authorization process, and now we are up and running on iTunes. So that is just awesome. I had a bunch of people tweet me saying, when's it coming on iTunes? And it is now here. So thank you for your patience, and you can now take advantage of that as well. So quick recap of yesterday, guys. Mixed bag for me, about 500 overall, but really the big hit yesterday was those unders in college football. I love those unders and Thursday nights, both cashed pretty easily. NC State ended up covering, took a shot with them. Also had Texas State. They were pretty close, you know, toward the end there, plus 3.5. They ended up blowing it, unfortunately, but the under hit as well. So Thursday night unders, keep it a secret. Only the VSiN Market Insights podcast listeners can hear that. But Thursday night unders, killer. Up around 56% now, which is awesome. NFL, obviously, the Patriots, man. I went out to eat with my girlfriend, and I was wearing my Brady jersey. She was wearing her Edelman jersey. We went out to this great restaurant called the Azorian, Portuguese restaurant in Gloucester, where the great Perfect Storm was filmed. And, man, the Pats looked terrible. Offense looked terrible. Brady looked old. I thought that was going to be a big Giants cover for the contrarians, and wouldn't you know it, once again, the Patriots, they end up winning 35-14, end up covering that 17, so it's crazy. They're just the exception to every rule. It's hard to bet against them. They do it again. The one that really annoyed me was the under there. I love that under. Started to get worried when it started to rise later in the day. I thought it was kind of just buyback, but I think remember, guys, the weathermen suck. If you're a weatherman, I apologize, but this happens all the time, and you see these huge, crazy forecasts that are insane throughout the week, and then I think the reason why that total rose late, got down around 41, got up to around 43, is that the forecast got better. So New England weather, it's crazy. Now, that being said, should have cashed anyway. Bunch of defensive special team touchdowns by the Pats. I was actually landing on the key number of 42 late until Brady scored another TD to push it over. So it is what it is. I still love that play, but that one kind of annoyed me. I really love that under, and it didn't come through for us. And then MLB took a shot there on Tampa. Tampa didn't come through. But we're going to keep grinding, guys, like we always do. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Ups and downs. We're playing the long game. We're grinders with blinders, GWB, like we always do. With that being said, one thing I want to hit on before we get into it, because we got a lot to get to. I want to just mention real quick, I could do a whole podcast on this, the topic of parlays. So parlays, obviously, they're, you know, one of the most popular forms of betting. You can combine two or more bets into one bet and get a really big payout. You know, you put down a lot. You can, if they all hit, you can win a ton of money. Now, I'm going to caution you. I'm really an anal guy about parlays. I'm going to annoy the shit out of you, but let me just give you some suggestions here. Avoid parlays. If you want to bet them here and there, that's fine. You want to put $5, $10 bucks down every now and again, go for it. Again, you're the final arbiter of your bankroll, but don't make parlays a consistent daily bet type. Okay. I went through this when I first started betting. I was 18, 19 in college, and then my first few years in Boston, living with my roommates, my boys, we'd parlay everything. You know, everyone wants to get rich quick, but you got to remember with parlays, number one, betting is hard to begin with. So the more legs you add onto a bet, the more risk you assume. But the key here with parlays is that you get sucked into this big payout, and oh, I can turn my 10 bucks into 100, and you know, in a couple hours, and it's just this psychological attraction to parlays, wanting to get rich quick. But you are playing right into the book's hands by betting a lot of parlays. Now, when I wrote my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, I got a whole chapter on why you shouldn't bet parlays. Again, now and again, you want to do it, all the power to you, but just don't do it all the time. So the reason why, the actual stats, the numbers here, why you don't want to bet parlays consistently. When I was researching my book and I wrote my chapter on why you should avoid parlays, I did a lot of research looking into the Nevada Gaming Commission. And this is all available on the internet, but you can look it up. The Nevada Gaming Commission, they have to report their winnings and their numbers, you know, to the state regulators. And you can go look this up. I think the UNLV did a study on this, and you can get all this stuff. This is no secret. You can find it on the internet. But when we talk about the hold, okay, the hold, it's a betting term. It basically means the amount of money that the house holds onto after they've, you know, paid out and settled all bets. The average hold percentage for a regular bet, individual bet in all the major sports, is around 5%. So for every dollar that's being bet, you know, the house is holding on, you know, in the end to 5 cents. So, you know, they're making that money off of it. But the hold percentage for parlays and teasers is like 30%. So basically, the books make a killing off parlays and teasers. And you got to remember, like, you know, every time on the internet you see these books, these sports books say, you know, they post screenshots and, you know, Joe Smith from, you know, Scranton, wherever, he turned, you know, 100 bucks into 10,000 on this 12-teamer. Why do the books promote that? You got to think. Books are in the business of making money. Why would they promote something that costs them a lot of money? It's because they make a killing off parlays. It's because the hold percentage is so much. It's basically the penny slot. You go into a, you know, you go into a casino. Everyone's at a slot machine because, you know, people stay there all day doing it because they want to get rich quick. Maybe this turn is lucky. I can't leave the slot machine because if I leave, the next person will come and they'll strike it rich. But the hold on a slot machine, I think, is like 15-20%. It's close to that too. So just remember, parlays, you want to bet them now and again. Go for it. Make the smartest bet you can make, but just don't consistently bet parlays. You're going to lose way more than you win. Even if you hit one here and there, it took you, you know, 20 losses to get that one win. Stick to individual games. Individual games provide the most value, and you got to remember, you bet a parlay, you know, a five-team parlay, four of them you get right, one you lose the whole thing. If you had bet all those individually, you would have gone 4-1. You would have stacked three units or more. So, again, I'll get off my soapbox here, but avoid parlays, stick to individual bets. Believe me, it's going to help you a lot over the long run. So without further ado, let's get after it, guys. I want to start off by talking about, let's see, what should we do first? Let's start with MLB. I want to hit on MLB real quick because we got some high-level trends I want to hit on, and then we'll get into college football because we got a big game. I want to talk about Miami in a second. But Washington, St. Louis, obviously Washington, St. Louis, both facing elimination, storm back. Nats beat the Dodgers, had a huge cash for us, plus 150 in that last game. Rendon is just killer. Howie Kendrick with the grand slam. St. Louis absolutely rolled against the Braves, 13-1, hit the over in the first inning. Hit that one as well, which was nice. But now they're facing off. You have game one tonight of the NLCS, winner goes to the World Series. Game one at St. Louis, you have Anibal Sanchez going up against Miles Michaelis. Anibal Sanchez was 11-8 this year. 3.85 ERA. Pitched really well in Game 3 against the Dodgers. Only gave up one run in five innings. Had nine strikeouts. Miles Michaelis, 18-game winner last year. He was 9-14 this year. 4.16 ERA. Gave up one run in five innings in Game 1 against the Braves. So, before we get into it real quick, just some high-level trends. When you talk about the NLCS, I always like to talk about, okay, what kind of market are we working with? Where is the edge in these situations? First off, underdogs in the ALCS and NLCS. Thanks to our friends at BetLab Sports since 2005. Dogs are 72-85, only 46% win rate, but you're up four units. So because of those plus money payouts, actually dogs have been profitable. Betting all these favorites, you'd be minus 8.84 units. It's been a huge edge. If you're going to remember one thing, huge edge to the home teams here in the ALCS, NLCS. Home teams are 95-62. This is both dogs and favorites. 61% win rate, plus 17 units. You do see a big edge there, though, toward home dogs. So home dogs, they're 26-16, 62%, plus 13 units. Home favorites, good record, 69-46, but because you're laying that big minus number, they're only up about 5 units. Not a huge discrepancy here with the total. Really kind of a wash here. The over is technically a little bit in the green, 74-71, up around a unit, but nothing crazy there. But just remember, we're still in a situation where we're leaning on dogs. We like home teams, and we like home dogs. We're going to look for home dogs in the ALCS, NLCS. You know, if it's Verlander, on the road at Yankee Stadium, Yankees are a home dog, boom, we're taking that spot. You know, if it's, Strasburg or Scherzer, road favorite at St. Louis, we're taking St. Louis with that home dog. So just remember, home dogs, that's where it's at. So let's talk about this game. Real quick, this game opened. It's an 8 o'clock game, 8:08 Eastern time, to be exact. Game opened with St. Louis listed as a pretty short, minus 114 favorite. Washington was about a plus 105 dog. Now, you've seen this line tick up pretty good to St. Louis here. You have about two-thirds of bets here laying it with St. Louis. I also like the recency bias element where St. Louis rolled last game, crushed the Braves 13-1. Now they're at home. They're laying a short number. So, kind of average Joe's say, give me St. Louis. So the St. Louis has moved from minus 114 all the way to like minus 130. So about a 15-cent move here. Now, I'm taking a shot on Washington. I like the value with Washington. We talked about dogs this time of year. Did see some early smart money hit Washington. I think it's really just public betting moving this number with St. Louis. But Washington fits one of my favorite systems. Obviously, dogs in the playoffs, contrarian dogs, dogs off a win. But I really like his short home dogs, short playoff dogs. When I talk about a short dog, basically that's a dog that is plus 140 or less in the playoffs. And kind of that's telling me that books are kind of saying they're pretty evenly matched. So when it's such a low number like that, like yesterday with Tampa, we lost Tampa 6-1, but they're plus 240, plus 250. That's a game, again, you kind of expect to lose, but just great value. When you have these shorter lines here, these shorter money lines, I like that because books are kind of telling you, this is kind of a coin flip game. So evenly matched teams grab the plus money. So short playoff dogs, plus 140 or less is crazy. They're 133-132 since 2005, 50.2%. You're up 27 units. You got a 10.5% ROI. So I'm digging that value there with Washington. Now, public's moving this number. I'd wait it out. I think you're going to get buyback at some point. But right now you're looking at Washington around plus 120, plus 117. I think probably, Nats, maybe St. Louis gets up to 135. Then you see it, you know, start to fall maybe later in the day. But I do like this value on Washington. Again, I'm be riding a lot of dogs this time of year. I've been doing it for years. Been doing it this postseason. So definitely seeing some good value there. Just in terms of just a road dog, contrarian, best time of year to go contrarian. It's your only baseball game of the night in a kind of a small slate for games tonight. So I'm digging that value with Washington taking a shot on the Nats. In terms of the total, game opened at a total of 8, and you've had heavy betting on the over. Both teams went over last game. Howie Kendrick's grand slam. You also had that 13-1 win for St. Louis. So public sees a lot of runs being scored lately with these teams. So recency bias says the over's got to hit. Both high scoring teams. I like the under though. You know, heavy betting on the over. It opened at 8. It's actually fallen to 7.5. If you're getting the 8, I like the under at 8. You've got a lot of sharp action on the under 8. If it falls to 7.5, don't like it as much. Actually, the crazy thing is some books even open 8.5 with this game. Not really a consensus, but a few books 8.5, and they immediately got hit with the under there. So I think it's 8, 8 or higher. I like that under value. 7.5, that one's tough. You know, you're losing a half run of value. Actually did see some buyback on the over when it was 7.5. So don't love the total. I mean, one thing that might make me lay off is, you know, it is kind of windy. It's blowing out to right field at Busch Stadium about 7-8 miles an hour. Don't know the umpire yet. Again, umpire, cherry on top. You don't want to bet just because of that. But I do see that value on Washington. And Washington is slightly favored in the series. I think they're on a minus 120 favorite. So I'll be riding Washington there in a dog spot. Let's flip over to college football. I got a great game I want to talk about in college football. Virginia against Miami, Florida. Okay, I probably should have started the podcast off with this game. This is your biggest game of the night. And I love the U here. I love Miami. Right off the bat, this just reeks. This game stinks. I smell a rat. This is just crazy. So number one, obviously most heavily bet game of the night. Virginia's 4-1. They're ranked 20th overall. Miami, Florida's 2-3. Right off the bat, public wants that better record team that's ranked against unranked. This line opened at Miami, Florida, -1.5. Why on earth is Miami, Florida favored? How are they a favorite? They're going up against a better team that's ranked, and they're unranked. And Miami's been really disappointing. I bet on them a lot this year, and they're just super, you know, Jekyll and Hyde, and I feel like they never cover for me. But actually, those teams are the best to bet on, because when they don't cover for you, public wants to abandon them. You can get better value continuing to buy low on them. But obviously a big ACC showdown, and this is all about a fade-the-trendy dog play. Virginia, public is just rushing to the window to bet Virginia. How can I possibly be getting the better team with points? Makes no sense. But again, sharp smell of rat, veteran wise guys, they know when it looks too good to be true, it almost always is. So Miami, Florida, open -1.5. Two-thirds of bets are taking Virginia, but yet Miami, Florida has moved further to -2, even -2.5. So again, contrarian in a heavily bet game, Miami only getting a third of bets, sharp reverse line movement in favor of Miami. Why is line going further than Miami if everyone's on Virginia? You know, books are basically saying, you know, hey, average Joes, you like Virginia +1.5? Here, come take +2.5. That makes no sense. Books aren't stupid. They're moving that number because they got hit with a lot of wise guy money on Miami, causing that line to move in their favor. I took a shot on Miami on the money line, -130. I do like money lining these spots because in such a short spread game, could be a one-point game. I want to win that game. I don't want to push or lose if I have -1.5, -2.5. So I do like that money line spot there. But again, classic fade the trendy dog play. And it's contrarian and heavily bet game, and it smells. Anytime it looks way too weird, way too good to be true, there's a reason behind it. So this is kind of a classic sharp play for Miami. So I like Miami in that spot. Also kind of like the under. Open at around 46. It's down to 43.5. Heavy betting on the over. Almost 3 out of 4 bets on the over, but yet that total fell. It's got some sharp reverse line movement there on the under. Also have that conference under angle. Conference unders. Had a couple of cash both last night, but they're now 68 and 55 this year, 55%. You're up for almost 50 units historically since 2005. So line fell. Obviously, you know, right now you're not getting the greatest number in the world. But I think a clear under play, hopefully you got it. You know, maybe closer to 44, 45. But also it's a big windy play. It's going to be around 12 miles an hour wind. And again, wind always benefits our unders because basically the, you know, the wind makes it harder to throw the ball. So as a result, you're going to run it more, chew up the clock, miss field goals, all that type of jazz. So real sharp spot there with Miami and some good smart money there on the under. Let's go to next one. We got three games tonight. Colorado State, New Mexico. This is a really low bet game, but I do see some value on New Mexico. You do have about 2/3 of bets on Colorado State. Colorado State opened as a -4 road favorite. And lines basically stayed the same. Sometimes it even ticked down to 3.5. So kind of all the liability there has been on New Mexico at home getting points. This is a Mountain West matchup. So again, conference dog. We do like those conference dogs. They bark louder because of built-in familiarity. Also, I like that it's kind of a gross game that no one cares about. Colorado State's 1-5. New Mexico's 2-3. It's sandwiched between UVA, Miami, and Colorado, Oregon. You know, Oregon's a big public team. So kind of under the radar. But I like the fact that, you know, Colorado started 1-1. They lost 4 straight. New Mexico, they've also struggled. They started 2-1. Now they've lost 2 straight. But I like the fact that, you know, you're kind of buying low here on New Mexico, home conference dog. If you can get 4, even 4.5, I like that. And either way, it's just kind of a line freeze with some value to New Mexico. In terms of the total, really not seeing a ton here. Again, low bet game. It hasn't really moved much. You do have a conference under angle, though. Again, conference under is 55%. It's around 66 here right now. Really hasn't moved much. So lean a little bit to the under there. Not a ton. Really no wind or anything. So, yeah, some smart money. Line freeze, little RLM on New Mexico. Hopefully you get them 4, 4.5. That's really your top play. Keep cruising. Colorado, Oregon. Anyone want to sweat Oregon here? Ducks are always a huge favorite. They're always a big public favorite. This is a 10 o'clock game. It's going to be really heavily bet. But the bets are about even. You know, usually Oregon's getting heavy, heavy betting, but really it's kind of a coin flip game. Public doesn't know which way to go. Colorado's 3-2. Oregon is 4-1. They're ranked 13th overall. Oregon's really hit their stride. They lost their season opener 27-21 against Auburn, but now they've won 4 straight. Colorado started 2-0. But now they lost 2 of their last 3. Both teams are pretty even on offense, averaging around 34 points a game. But the difference is the defense. Ducks are only giving up 9, 10 points a game. Buffaloes are giving up about 31. So edge to the defense there, Oregon. I like the Ducks. You know, they open at -20.5. They're all the way up to -21.5, even -22. To me, if you're betting the Ducks, you need to have gotten them at -20.5. 21 is a key number. So you're, you know, 21-point win, you want to cover that number. But in a vacuum, line really shouldn't move at all. Bets are even, yet this line moved to Oregon. And I like this value just, you know, again, usually Oregon's a big public favorite. You know, obviously, you're laying a big number here, but it's kind of a high total game. It's around 60. So, you know, favorites of the high totals are always a good thing as well. So not a clear, you know, sharpest play, you know, in the history of the world, but I like that value with Oregon just based on that movement. And I like that it kind of moved recently. So last night, actually locked it in -20.5 and getting ready for the pod today. It's now up to, just saw it go to 22. So you're seeing that number move even further. Tells me limits are raised, game day. Sharps are hitting the Ducks. So go Ducks. In terms of the total, looks like Wise Guys hitting the total too. Public likes the over as well. Around 71%, you know, 70% of bets, but heavy money on the over. The total went from 57.5 up to almost 60 here. You also have, like, no wind. It's a nice night. You know, low 60s there. Good football weather. Now, the one injury you want to monitor is Laviska Shenault Jr. He's the star wide receiver of Colorado. He's questionable. I saw that he did practice, but I think he's questionable here. And maybe that line move to Oregon late tells bettors or wise guys have a little source play that he's not going to play. But keep an eye on that one. But yeah, I think Miami, Florida, definitely your number one sharp play of the night. We do have a little bit on New Mexico, a little bit on Oregon as well. Now let's get ready for the weekend, guys. We got a lot of games to sweat. I can't wait to break down them all. I'm going to do a little lightning round with you guys. So I want to start off in college because we're talking college anyway. Then we'll flip over and do a little NFL. And then I got one bonus NHL game that I want to hit on. First one, and by the way, make sure you tune in tomorrow to the Lombardi Line. It is an awesome show. I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm the third wheel on that show with Patrick Maher and Michael Lombardi. Those are my guys. I love them. Patrick's the best host around. Michael Lombardi is just really the sharpest, smartest X&O football guy in the world. No wonder Belichick loves him. But yeah, we'll be going on there from 9 a.m. Eastern time until 12 noon tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow we'll do all college football. Sunday we'll do all NFL. It'll be streamed on VSiN, and you can also catch on NESN if you're in the New England area. But yeah, we'll talk about all these games in further depth. But just running through a few of these guys: Oklahoma, Texas, obviously your biggest game of the weekend, Red River rivalry. Give me Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma in this spot. Got a -10.5. I really like this play, and it's because public is all over Texas. Public says this is a big rivalry game. Texas usually plays them tight. How can I be getting so many points with Texas? Grab the points with Texas. But Oklahoma, rare contrarian spot. They're only getting a third of bets, two-thirds of bets on Texas, grabbing the points. But this is a classic fade the trendy dog. Lions move further to Oklahoma, -9.5 to -10.5, even though heavy betting on Texas. This line even got to 11 at one point. I also like the fact that Oklahoma, obviously you're backing Jalen Hurts and Lincoln Riley, great team contrarian. You never get him contrarian with sharp action. But also like the fact that I have a really good system here. Two ranked teams going head-to-head, take that favorite. That favorite and two ranked teams head-to-head is 7-4 this year, ATS 64%. It's 55% historically. So I know it's crazy. Feels like you got to take the points, but I'm on Oklahoma, and that's a real wise guy play this weekend. LSU, Florida. Digging LSU here. Bets are about even. Little edge, little lean here for public toward Florida getting the points. This game opened at 13.5. It's now around 13. You're getting a little more value with LSU. But again, setting a line so high, two good teams, feels like, how can you not take Florida plus the points? But I'm really digging LSU, especially off Florida, that huge win against Auburn, kind of, sell high on them in this spot. And that same angle with two ranked teams take the favorite 55%. So I'm laying the points with LSU. Actually, I don't do this very often, but I did buy it down to -12.5. So I'm at -12.5 at -120. So I like that spot with LSU and what will be a really heavily bet game. Great game to watch. Another one I want to hit on, Baylor. Anyone want to sweat Baylor with me? Another fade the trendy dog. I love this spot. Texas Tech coming off a huge win against Oklahoma State. 9-point dog. They won, I think it's 45-35. So public's heavy on Texas State, recency bias. But Baylor's quietly crushing it. Baylor is 5-0 straight up. They've been playing great, scoring like 40 points, only giving up 15. So good spot to buy low on Baylor. Baylor opens -10.5. Public is heavy on Texas Tech, yet Baylor moved to -11. So I try to get Baylor -10.5, but I'm laying the points there. I like another Faith of Trinity dog play there. A couple more I want to hit on. Memphis. Seen a lot of another Faith of Trinity dog play to Memphis. Temple. Basically, Memphis opened as a 3-point road favorite at Temple. Two-thirds of bets on Temple, yet Memphis goes -3 all the way to, at one point, they went to -6. A little bit of buyback here late on Temple, but if you can get -4, -4.5 with Memphis, I think it's a really good buy-low opportunity there. Cincinnati, another game. They came up huge against UCF, and I think they're in another buy-low spot here. It's a low-bet game, and these low-bet games, these line moves are really, really important because it's really not average Joe's moving the number. It's really these wise guys with an edge. So Cincinnati goes from -5 to -7. Some books are at -7.5. Ideally, -6.5 for more with Cincy. But again, big sharp line move there towards Cincinnati. They're at Houston. And Houston had all their guys quit. Too bad for that program. That's brutal. Another one, Georgia State. Georgia State is quickly becoming one of my favorite teams. They just seem to cash for me every week, so of course I'm going to jinx them now. But Georgia State, they're at Coastal Carolina, super low bet game under the radar. Coastal Carolina opens as a 6.5-point home favorite. They're down to 4.5. It's because wise guys are buying low, hitting Georgia State hard. So I love Georgia State. I was able to get them 5.5. I like that play. I'm going to keep riding Georgia State, baby. Josh State. Another one that's crazy, South Florida. This one stinks. This one's disgusting. BYU open as a 6.5-point favorite at South Florida. Heavy, heavy betting. 3 out of 4 bets laying the points with BYU, yet that line has fallen down to 5. So really gross play, but man, South Florida, sharp as a tack. So sharp I cut my finger on that play when I pulled it up to get my ticket. But USF, again, you hit them 7, 6.5, 6, even 5.5. You really want to get 5.5 or more. But that is just a crazy under the radar sharp play with USF. So go go South Florida on that one. Another couple big ones here. Texas A&M. Obviously, it's tough betting against Alabama. They cover pretty much every time, but it's a 3:30 game. It's going to be one of your most heavily bet games of the day, right in the middle of the afternoon, late afternoon. Open at Alabama, 18-point road favorite. They're getting two-thirds of bets. This line actually fell down to 16.5. It's now back up, settled at 17. I would try to hold out for 17.5. I think that's kind of your key number. But Texas A&M, they're at home. They're getting a bunch of points. It's a big conference showdown. You know, you do have an angle of the two ranked teams take the favorite Alabama. But I like Texas A&M, super, super contrarian. And I just like these spots where big conference SEC game. Texas A&M is only getting 1 out of 4 bets. Some sharp reverse line moving in their favor. Again, you kind of expect Alabama to blow them out, but these are the type of plays that I love making because over the long term, these plays cash at a pretty high rate. So I'd hold out for 17.5. Also, kind of like that Alabama, you know, they haven't really played anybody. This is kind of their first big showdown in Texas A&M at home. I like that spot getting 17.5. Another one I was looking at is USC. USC's at Notre Dame. Public's on Notre Dame. Public loves betting Notre Dame, especially at home. But Notre Dame open as a minus 11 favorite at home. It's now down to 10.5. USC is contrarian. It's going to be a heavily bet game. Sharp money hitting USC plus the points. And star quarterback USC is coming back from an injury. So Slovis, Keaton Slovis, he is going to play in this game. And you do have unranked versus ranked. So that's a little bit of an edge here too. And also, if you take a look, just extra rest for USC. They last played September 28th. Notre Dame played October 5th, so a little bit more time to game plan and get ready. So I'm digging USC there. Also, sharps really like the under there. You've seen the under get hit with a ton of smart money, open around 62, 61. It's now down to 59. It's a bit of a weather play, 13, 14 mile an hour winds, but sharps really love the under there. If you can get the under, ideally like 60 or higher, that's really, really a good spot there to sweat that under. Another one I love, Washington State. I love my guy Mike Leach. I love how he said his players are fat and slow and entitled. He called them out. But I love this Washington State play. Washington State, unranked, first ranked. They're at Arizona State. Arizona State opened as a 2-point home favorite. And now this game is down to 1 or even a pick 'em. Some books are even at Washington State, minus 1. So really sharp spot there on Washington State. And basically a buy low spot where public is just so down on them with the coach screaming at them, and they've just been terrible lately. They've been really soft and losing, you know, 2 in a row to UCLA and Utah. UCLA, that one was disgusting. I think they blew like a fucking 100-point lead or something. I think they're literally up by like 40 and lost 67-63, literally a college basketball score. But they, you know, I think it's a bounce-back spot, buy low. We always talk about value. They've never been more valuable based on being undervalued because they've been playing bad. And a great sharp line move there toward Washington State. Last one I'll hit on, Arizona. Digging Arizona at home. It's a late night sweat, 11 p.m. Eastern time. But Washington open as a 6.5-point favorite. Still 6.5. It's even down to 6 at some books. It ticked up to 7 at one point. Sharps crushed the 7 with Arizona. But a good buy low spot there on Arizona. You know, at home getting points, conference game. So Arizona plus 7, plus 6.5. Good sharp spot there. We will hit on a bunch more on the Lombardi line, but just want to run by a few of those with you guys. I'll flip over to NFL, because I got a lot of NFL games I want to hit on, and then we'll finish up strong here. But I'll fly through all these. 49ers. Love the Niners this weekend. It's going to be your most heavily bet game of the weekend. I can't believe Public is so heavy on the Rams. Public says Rams, you know, they've lost a couple in a row, but they're a great team. They're due for a win. They're due for a bounce back blowout, you know, big win. But this game opened at Rams around minus 4. It's now down to 3 or 3.5. 2/3 of bets on the Rams. So buy low, contrarian, heavily bet game, San Fran, road divisional dog. Love our divisional dogs. Divisional dogs are 67% this year. Good historically. Road dogs have been killing it too. So try to get Jimmy G at least 3.5. Get the hook on the 3.5. If you got something higher than that, even better. A little bit to the over, too. About 2/3 of bets on the over, so it's public, but also have heavy money. And if you take a look, just sharp's been hitting that over. And I think it's an underrated over spot, and I do lean under, so you know, that kind of meaningful there. Houston Texans, love the Texans there. Houston is contrarian in a heavily bet game. Do have heavy betting here on KC, 2/3 of bets. Open at KC -6.5 at Arrowhead. It's down to 4. So great sharp action there. Road dog, big road dogs with RLM, reverse line movement. They're 56% historically. It's at least 2.5 points or more. So digging Houston. Also like the under there. Heavy betting over. Open around 55. Got up to 56. Now it's back down. And that's because Sharp's been killing that under. So really sharp under play. A little bit of wind. A little bit of an under on Sean Hockley. So I like that play a lot. Texans in the under. Give me a 27-24 game. Either way. I don't care. Another one I love. We'll talk about this Monday. But Monday Night Football. The Lions. Lions open +6, they're on a +4, even though heavy betting on Green Bay at home. Lions are contrarian in a heavily bet game. Remember, best games go contrarian are Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. So good fade the public spot, good sharp reverse line movement to Detroit. Detroit is a road divisional dog, which we love. And also a little bit on the under there. You did see, you know, some wind, a little bit of an under ump, Cleet Blakeman. It fell 47-46, so... the under isn't, you know, the craziest game in the world, you know, craziest, sharpest spot, but a little bit to the under. It's kind of a lean at this point, but I'm going to see how that develops. I just like those contrarian unders anyway in those heavily bet games. The Dolphins. Who's got the balls to sweat the fins with me? I love Miami. They're disgusting. They're going up against Washington, the two worst teams in football. Washington opened -4.5. They're down to 3.5. Bets are about even. It's a low bet game. Public doesn't want to touch it. But wise guys love this play. I got Miami at +4. So I really like this spot with Miami. And the other thing I like is two winless teams going head-to-head. That dog covers 63% of the time historically since 2003. And the two winless teams, the dog is covered. They've gone 5-2 this year, ATS. So Miami, hopefully at least 3.5 or higher. Another one I love is the Jacksonville Jaguars. This one is so gross. I freaking love it. Opens at kind of a pick 'em or even Saints -1. Public says, give me the Saints. Saints are playing great with Bridgewater. But yet this line moved to Jacksonville -1.5. So just a really sharp play where Public's all over New Orleans, 2/3 of bets, but the line moved to Jacksonville. I love these situations. So buying low on Jacksonville, even a possible money line play there. Fade the trendy dog. Give me Minshew Mania, baby. You're buying low too because they lost last week. Jets, the J-E-T-S, Jets. This game was off the board for a while. Now Sam Darnold is back from kissing people with mono. And by the way, I did get mono my senior year of high school because I was playing Beirut, a.k.a. beer pong. And by the way, it's not beer pong. Beer pong is played with paddles. It's actually called Beirut, a.k.a. Root. That's a hill I will die on. But yeah, I got mono from sharing beer and root cups in high school, so I know what it's like. And that's why Darnold's going to cover for us. Dallas open at around a 9-point road favorite. Line's down to 7.5. Try to get the hook on the Jets. But Jets are at home. Darnold's back. They're super contrarian. 3 out of 4 bets on Dallas. But Jets 7.5 or higher. Really wise guy play there. And then Arizona. I like Arizona if you can get 3. Arizona is at home. They're playing Atlanta. This game open at Atlanta -1. Heavy betting, one of the lopsided games of the day on Atlanta. Pushing that line from -1 all the way up to -3. When it hit -3, Sharps crushed Arizona +3. So now it's down to 2.5. But lopsided, you know, contrarian spot, inflated line with Arizona. So I'm digging Arizona in that one. But definitely try to get 3. Little bonus play, NHL. Only 3 games tonight. But my goal is to at least talk about 1 sharp hockey game a night. Because my goal is to make us some money betting hockey, because I love hockey and I want to get into it more. It's kind of a challenge to me. My strongest sports really are NFL, college basketball. Those are my 2 favorite strongest. But I want to make NHL one of my best, so I'm trying to put some more time into it. But Florida Panthers, they're at Buffalo. Florida Panthers, basically they got Bobrovsky in the off season. They got my guy Noel Achari from the Bees, but Florida's 1-2. Buffalo's 3-0-1. Buffalo's off to a good start. This game opened Florida a short -112 road favorite. and I've gotten all the way up to minus 128, minus 125. I took a minus 120 a little bit earlier. But again, we talk about in hockey, you know, it's an edge to favorites. It's an edge to road teams. My article on tips for betting hockey actually came out in the New York Post today, and it's in Point Spread Weekly. Highly recommend getting Point Spread Weekly. But yeah, edge here to favorites and road teams. Good line move to Florida. And I like that, you know, Buffalo's better record, Florida worse record, Florida's the favorite. I smell a rat there. So give me Florida around plus 120, minus 120, minus 125, somewhere in that range. But there you have it, guys. Lightning round, baby. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Some housekeeping as always. Reminder, the pod is now on iTunes. Huge, huge game changer for us. So follow it on iTunes. Follow it on Spotify. Follow it on Google Podcasts. Tell your friends. Also, if you're on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. Great, great follow. Just, you know, constant updates with great little clips, videos of all our sharp handicappers talking games. You can follow me on Twitter at Josh_insights. You can always hit me up via email, josh@vsin.com, V-S-I-N. And I'm always love hearing from listeners, and introduce yourself, say hello. If I can help with anything, it's always my goal. And then if you're looking for any other tips, strategies, bankroll management, contrarian philosophy, how to identify sharp action, you can find my book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Reminder, hope to see you all tomorrow morning for the Lombardi Line. And again, on Sunday morning, we got a huge weekend ahead. Remember, don't bet parlays, and go Florida Panthers. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Cash your tickets, and I'll see you at the window.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.